This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. It was Paul the Apostle who said something very dramatic when he was talking about love. And he said this, "What if I could speak all languages of humans and of angels? If I didn't love others, I would be nothing more than a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." And I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. Yeah, so how sad it would be to get the end of your life as an older person and realize, hey, I didn't love others the way that I should. It'd be too late, wouldn't it? And I think this is a big topic, love, but it's an important one. And I've heard people say, what's the point of trying to love others? It only gets thrown back in your face. So what they're meaning is that they've had unfortunate experiences in life when the gesture of love being shown to someone has been misunderstood or rejected. And what they're saying too is they don't want to get hurt all over again. But I'm afraid this is life, isn't it? Welcome to life. You will get hurt sometime in life. And your love towards other people may not always be properly understood or appreciated. But it's important. It is God, our eternal God, who said, just as I've loved you, so you should love one another. Now, it's not a suggestion or a nice little quaint saying. This is a commandment. And I think we need to take that very seriously. It was Dr. John Townsend who wrote a very helpful book called Loving People, How to Love and Be Loved. Really good book. He said, love is not always foremost on our minds. We might forget about it for a while or avoid it. We get involved in our work, our activities, our children, or some mission in life. It may leave our awareness, but it always returns. And I think he's right. He talks about going to a funeral, and he hears tributes to a friend called Howard. His friend Howard had actually died in his 80s, and the people had the chance in this funeral to get up and say something about Howard. And he noticed some of the comments. He cared about me. He didn't judge other people. I knew that he was there for me. He drew people to himself. He changed my life for the better. So, you know, they're the statements that you hear when people love other people. And he, Howard, he actually knew what love was really all about. So there can be a problem when people feel they're not capable of being loved. And I've talked about this before, as if something's wrong with them. You might have heard people say, as I have, I don't understand what they see in me. I'm not a very lovely person. I'm not worthy of the love of others. They're good, and I'm not. Why should they waste their time? And you might think that these are words out of a movie, but actually, if you speak to any counsellor, I'm sure that they would say, yes, they hear those words every day. They question the love that others have for them. They feel that they're not good enough to be loved, or they say, I don't deserve that. I shouldn't have it. And yet people turn everywhere looking for love. They don't feel they've got enough time to get involved, yet they miss something in their life, don't they? So what a shame, what a tragedy. Thank God that God doesn't listen to excuses. Or, for example, we read in Jeremiah, the priest who God had chosen to be his spokesman. So here was Jeremiah, a remarkable man. But Jeremiah felt very reluctant. Here's what he said. Look, God, I'm not a good speaker. I'm too young. But God persisted. He said, I promise to be with you and to keep you safe, so don't be afraid. And the Lord reached out his hand and he touched the mouth of Jeremiah and he said, I am your creator, and before you were born, I chose you to speak to the nations. What a powerful statement that God loved him, Jeremiah, so much that he wanted him to do this big job. So that's really the whole message of the Bible. And the message of Jesus is that God sees us who we are. In fact, he saw Jeremiah and he sees us in our mother's womb. He knows us to be important and precious. He accepts us, and this love of God actually transforms us. So what I'm saying here is that God knows what he's doing, and he brings people to you to love you and to accept you. So I think we need to let the love of God come into our life and accept the fact that God treasures you and values you even when you think that other people don't. God has chosen you to be his precious child. Thank you, dear Lord, for those wonderful truths. We thank you that we know love is a very important issue. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.